Welcome back to Skylar Moonshow.
Being in the face of adversity is really difficult, especially for people who have cancer, like Denise.
This is Being in the Face of Adversity and Challenges episode, where I'm interviewing Denise. She is a Pisces, a strong fish. She is my best friend, and I am interviewing her because she has a great level of energy. She's thinking of other people, making great creations because she's getting burns from radiation therapy. She is, all of a sudden, just spinning around this idea. Instead of making only soap, she's going to start making lotions. That's right, lotions. That is not just for lotion your skin. No, this is for radiation burns. She's such an amazing, versatile woman, thinking of all types of different things and always thinking of everyone but herself. So let's check out what adversities she's facing. I love doing interviews like this where people take something negative and turn it into a positive. So let's get going into the episode. Denise actually requested some beautiful music for us, so we're gonna go ahead and play a couple of songs, but not full songs because they are very long, on In the Face of Adversity and Challenges episode. Enjoy! I'm gonna play some Grateful Dead songs for you, requested by my interview. That's right, the interview person named Denise is a positive, as you can imagine. I don't know how she's doing it, but as she just had surgery. So let's take a listen. It's just a small portion. Each song is a request by Denise. So enjoy this episode because it's packed full of fun. All right, here we go.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air.
Welcome to Skylar Moonshow.
I'm trying to stay as positive as I can, so I'm up on her level. She is very calm and she is very peaceful. Get ready, you're about to meet Denise. But first, again, a little Grateful Dead. Denise is packed full of wisdom and advice. She's got some amazing things to say to you out there, everybody, cancer or not. She is ready to help you. That's right. She is always thinking of other people, right here with me, Skylar Moon, and Denise.
Hi, Denise. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm always ready to rock. You know me, right?
Yes, I do. You never know which way you're going, upstream or down.
You know, I introduced you as someone who is a wonderful Pisces, and you got that sign of water. Man, does it suit you, huh?
Go with the flow.
That's famous saying that just belongs to you, in my opinion. I hear you in it. Whenever I hear that saying, and it's your saying in my head, it's because of you have something within you that really signifies it. I'm a Leo. It signifies it. You can tell. I'm not going to follow nobody. I'm a leader, baby.
Right,
and it suits me well, too. So I've never spoken about it on my podcast, but yeah, now people know. But the problem with it is that we bump heads a lot with a lot of other people who like to lead and not follow, and people who like to take charge. So with you, I feel you don't have any major adversities. I'm going to introduce you before I ask you about, do you have any adversities? But first things first, I do notice you don't just give great advice. Like, I have night terrors, and I introduced my whole show like, hey man, sometimes I have crazy dreams. I can call you any time of day, any time of night, and I can be like, whoa, oh my God, a mind-blowing dream. I don't know what happened. It seems so real. Woke up crying, and I can get something from you. You can really help me through that type of stuff. You know, oh, panic attacks. There's another one. You help me through it all. And not only do you give advice, you take your own advice. How do you do that? Nobody does that.
You got to keep an even balance.
Oh God, they say that's the hardest thing to learn to do in life. Do you feel you've done that?
Oh yeah, I think I've accomplished it spiritually. Keeps me balanced.
Spiritually, what's the difference you think between spiritually being balanced? Does that help you with your daily structure?
Yes, it does.
And the way you live is you feel balanced well? You sound very much like you are.
Yes, I do. I feel well grounded.
It's weird because I do know, and I want you to tell them, what is this adversity? I know that everybody's facing one. Right now is a hard time. However, for you, you've got an amplified hard time, okay? This is an adversity I'd like you to explain, please. What's going on with you? Would you like to share?
Oh, sure.
You would? Oh, good. Go
sure.
For it.
If I can help anybody else.
Definitely. There's so many other people that are struggling, and is one of the only other type of struggles they'll take into a hospital and be very safe about. So what was your last stay at a hospital for? What was going on? What's up with you?
I had a stage 4 malignant tumor that was underneath my submandibular salivary gland. I had a total dissection with a resection of the left neck mass. So I was in there in May. May 29th was the surgery.
Oh, it feels like yesterday.
It does.
You know, because it went on and on to going back, and you said what you had, like draining tubes and all that. And the way I saw you a few weeks back, because you... Can you now see people in close, you know, you can see me within a few feet and you're safe with your immunity?
Yes. I mean, you got to follow the COVID protocol in every situation.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's the biggest goddamn problem we're having. No one's following it anymore.
Right.
You're like, well, we got our mask. We're all set. But how do you feel about getting sick again? Now, you had a surgery, but tell us more about that surgery. How did you prepare yourself mentally, spiritually? And were you really ready, or were you knocking in your knees on the way to the surgery? I want to know. It seems like nothing shakes you. What shook you?
I just held on to my belief, you know, that God was in control. I had dreams. So I knew.
The dreams. Let's touch on that.
I just knew that he was going to be there guiding me through it. It was a confident experience, knowing that I wasn't alone.
There it is. There it is. You're not alone. Wow. Good for you. Good for you. Just to say, you know, I'm not alone. Because most people in these situations, they're pretty selfish. They'll say, oh, me, I'm, you know what I hear in my head usually when they call me? And this is what I'm going to touch into you with your therapy. You're a therapist for everybody. So am I. I've got the curse. I'm going to touch into how I did make a script. I like to read it out. But hey, you touched on that. You know you're not alone. You didn't do the Beatles song plays in my head. All through the night, all that I hear is what? I, me, my. Everyone wants to talk about their own selves, their own problem, as if they're the only one in the world that's got either A, any problems, or B, that one special problem. You knew you weren't alone. Now, that's beautiful. You woke up, opened your eyes, and says, I'm not alone. They've done this before. Someone's been through this before me. And that comforted you.
Yes. It did.
You didn't have to a friend to call and just kind of let it all out to, or?
No, I had a lot of support. There was, you know, the family members that were texting me. Of course, this was done during COVID, so you couldn't have anybody with you. So you're totally alone in your recovery room.
Alone. That's what bothered me. I will say, you know, hello, this is a Skylar Moon show. Anybody joining in, I am doing an interview with Denise. And Denise is a Pisces who goes with the flow, baby. And she faced and is still facing. Let's not kid ourselves. You're still undergoing treatment, are you not?
Right now I'm doing radiation treatments, yes.
Well, since you just heard her say radiation, I'm sure you can imagine her adversity is cancer. How rare is this type of cancer? I've never heard of this. And it comes off of your saliva gland, huh?
Yes, I had a benign adenoma. If anybody knows what that is,
no.
I was told that I could leave it.
Adenoma, people.
Don't listen to any physician that tells you to leave anytime. Okay.
Don't listen.
Go and get it removed immediately. Do not wait.
Yeah.
Mine morphed into cancer.
Wow. Yes, you had a lump. You had a lump, and they said, oh, it's benign. It is not malignant. Don't worry. You can have it removed. But what? It would cost you?
It wasn't.
I'm just wondering, was it considered to be cosmetic? Why is it that you didn't remove it? Can you give me an actual answer, or did you just say it?
It was a discrepancy between my insurance and the facility that was going to do the surgery. My insurance would not cover it being done at that outside facility.
No, that's just despicable. I'm sorry. But when it comes to the health insurance, I don't like the way it works. For the first time, I get nothing. I get $500 some odd, for God's sake. They help me a little. Thank you for the help. You know, but I get a lot of problems when it comes to my payments. I have not gotten this stimulus package either. So if I had something, any discrepancy happen with my insurance right now, I'd be screwed. I wouldn't be able to pick up medication. I wouldn't be able to do anything. I don't have any cashola. You work, right? Do you work?
Oh, yes, full time.
Tell the people what you do if you're interested, or if you wanted to say in general what field it is.
I'm in the medical field.
Medical field.
Oh, it shook me. It shook me. Eyes wide
open. You really could have fooled me the whole way through, I'll tell you. You had a confidence that just seemed like you weren't shook.
That's the God in me.
Yes. Now, are you religious or do you just believe in God?
I'm spiritual. Very, very spiritual.
That's great to hear. You know, it's a little difficult for me sometimes when I talk to a religion. I know nothing of the religions, and people say this and that. Oh, Christianity, Catholic, it's all the same. And I get mixed up, to tell you the truth. I'm like, I don't belong to none of it. So I could give a shit less. I know what I know, and I know God is here. all day, every day. He is in every molecule, every atom that made that molecule, every single vibrating, living, not living thing that is here in this world is the master architect's creation. So that's God. He's everywhere.
Oh, I agree. And I mean, call him what you may, Buddha, it's whatever you choose to believe.
Yes, it's beautiful to believe in anything, and everything you believe in is what will help you through and everything all together. You believe in one beautiful, strong as you did believe, one beautiful thing, then you're going to go right ahead into, I'm not going to be scared. You will help your own mind. I know you'll help yourself find the confidence that you may need.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's really difficult to just, I'm going to reach this goal. I'm going to just fly right through all these adversities in life. You know, what was the toughest part of facing all of that? What was the toughest part? And how would you advise people to get through the toughest parts of things?
Got to trust, have faith, and believe.
And that's it, huh? It's really just boiled down to just trusting in a belief system.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. I mean, cancer is a big word. Well, God is bigger than cancer. That's how I look at it.
That's beautiful. That was well said right there, I must say. You know, I just don't know if I wish I could play some music. I really do. I wish I could play a beautiful song behind our voice right now, because what's the best kind of music you like to listen to, let's say, on the ride, and you're going, and you know you're about to have. Where was the area they did surgery exactly?
The left neck area.
The left neck area. Now, I've seen you once, but I didn't really want to look. I just wasn't really ready. You're like, oh, you moved your hair a little. Oh, geez, your hair can cover it right up. First things first. Second of all, it looked like it just tightened up your neck to me. I think you look beautiful.
Well, it's my battle scar.
It's your battle. Well, you went through a battle. Yeah. You went through a battle. You got great advice. Listen to you saying that having a belief system. There's some people out there that believe in nothing. What do you have to say about, what do you feel about people who believe nothing? Nothing is nothing. There is nothing. When you die, it's nothingness. It's all black and that's it. Well, what do you mean you believe in nothing? What do you mean you're an atheist? How could you be? How'd we get here? How do you explain that? You know, when people have zero belief, have you ever met anyone like that?
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? Bob Dylan said it best. You're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed.
Do you mind me adding music into our interview that we're doing later on?
Go ahead.
All right, wonderful, because that's a great song. I love it. It's because it's the truth. And you got to watch out at how you live your life.
And without further ado, I'll throw it in there for you. This is Bob Dylan with Gotta Serve Somebody. A 50-second treat.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
I know me. I faced an adversity just a couple years ago. I felt the wrath of all the things I did in my 20s come and smash back at me tenfold. You know, I did a lot of fucked up shit in my 20s, and I won't lie. And as you know, Denise, you know, I've been locked up. I've been in jail. And I'm not afraid to say it. I've been waiting for my chance to find the context to speak it in. That's one of my biggest adversities. It's extremely scary. It shakes you. The point is to break you. But did I let it break me, in your opinion?
No, no, not at all. I think you gathered strength from that situation.
Thank you.
And you...
I mean, more than strength, I hope, you know, I was acting more appropriately. I hope I did, I don't know, something else better than what I did before I went in there. You know, I hope I was not fucking up still. I can't really recall, but in your opinion, I know you've seen the worst of me. You've seen the best of me. I've seen you just be consistent. What have you done? Hey, what have you done? Let's switch it up. What have you done this summer? I'm just wondering. I mean, you make your own soap. Oh, what? Oh, let's get into that. What are you up to now? You're always doing arts, crafts, creations. You know, let's make sure we get your voice real nice and close to the phone. Tell us what you're creating next. She's going to be working, because before you made some amazing soap that everybody is dying for more. I'll tell you, everybody is. I don't know.
I got more.
You have more?
Yeah, I just did a batch up a couple of weeks ago. Oh. I'm doing lotion for radiation treatment people that have burns.
I did not know that was possible.
Yes, so I've been researching that, and it's my next task at hand.
So is it going to be a task? Is that what you mean? Really? It's hard to do, huh?
Well, it's a little bit of chemistry and science to it, but I'm sure I can.
She's going to be the mad scientist next. Right. You know, you've been on a straight and narrow path. You've been doing all the right things, and you obtain beautiful, materialistic things. You are creative. And I'll tell you what, also, the businesses are open. People are out spending. And me, again, I haven't gotten the stimulus package. It's actually a little on the rough side, because it just is. I just got to say, it is. When you're home and you're living here and in your home more than you've been. And for me, I have rheumatoid arthritis, peeps. I do. And I'm going to just throw out there that Denise knows all about it. She knew me since I was just zero. You knew me since I was an infant. And I was born with my legs a little more than inverted. You know, it was pretty rough. So they put casts on my feet and straightened them out. And I even learned how to walk with those casts on my feet and the special shoes over them. Is that right?
Yes, you did.
So I did what?
You walked at 11 months old with a cast up past over your knee.
Over the knee. Whoa, how'd that right. They do that? I didn't know it went over the knee. Jeez. But we also wanted to give a shout out to your significant other, your husband. Hello to Glenn. And we want to give a shout out to him from Thomas, who is my significant other, because he gave him a doctor. He says, hey, you talk to this specialist, you're going to be all set. And I wanted to let you know, Tommy's doing really well.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. See, communication, people, communication, sharing. Don't hoard like, oh, I got a great doctor. I'm not going to share my doctor with people. Everyone wants to know where I get this and that. You know what? You need to help somebody else if they're suffering. And Thomas is his name, and I'm not afraid to share that. It's no problem. He is going to be on the show eventually. He's going to be making sounds for me as well. Pretty cool, isn't it? I told you he got the electric acoustic. Denise, he's going to be,
yeah,
he's practicing right now as we speak, and he's hoping to do a really quick couple of recordings with me, maybe today or tomorrow. Isn't that something?
Amazing.
Yeah, and he's only able to do it, why? Because he feels better. So thank you. Thank you so much. That's what I meant by shout out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To Glenn, I am so fucking thrilled to see him not laying in bed, holding his stomach all but one day. And he didn't end up having a flare-up. I was so scared he would, but he didn't. He didn't. And we're not out every day. We're not able to go for our hikes. Though we did go to a lake 2 days ago and go swimming. Adversities like we're talking about today, you know, we live life happily. That's how we get along, isn't it? Isn't it just... How
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how do you think we flow? How do you think it is? Am I funny to you? Am I like, am I a pain in the ass? Am I fun, funny? I don't know. Fun to go out with? I don't know what you think of me. Why don't you share it now? I'll put you in the hot seat, baby.
Well, I've always had fun with you. You have a great, wacky sense of humor.
From right when I wake up, baby, right when I wake up.
I've always had fun with you. I mean, there's good and bad in everything and everyone.
Yep.
It's what you're going to focus on. I choose to focus on what's good.
Yes, I choose to as well. I choose to as well. That's why I am here. Hello to everyone joining in. I'm interviewing Denise, a wonderful, great friend to me. I will say this. And Shima, if you're listening, my love, I love you, but you are my number two, boo-boo. She's my number two because Ma will, you know, that's just a saying. We say boo, we say Ma, you know how it goes. Denise, you are my number one and it's never going to change. And I hope that that makes you feel something in your heart.
Oh, absolutely. To be number one in anybody's eyes is amazing.
Really? I'll tell you why. I look up to you. You inspire me. Even the lotion. Okay? Everything you create. Everything you do. I would love to learn more about it. You know, do an interview about doing our own creations at home. What are the steps you have to take to make your own if you want to share with others? So I was about to ask, would you ever be willing to share not your own recipe? You can keep your own recipe to yourself. But the basics of how to make your own soap. Could we maybe do an episode on that so I can get more creative with season 3?
Absolutely.
Cool.
I'll share.
See, that's what it is with us. And this is like my family of friends I'm talking about right now. I've got Shima Star. She is making it. She's a rising star. Denise, she made an album. She dropped
amazing.
Old Peacock. She looks amazing in the album cover. Oh, she's on Spotify. She's on iTunes. Oh, she's just amazing. And she's been there for me over the phone, though. It is a little on the difficult side. When I need to see you, I can fly right over there. 20-minute ride. Boom. I'm there. We are also broadcasting right now. Hello to you. Say hello, Denise.
Hello.
We are on the World Wide Web. And this is us in Massachusetts. Texachusetts, some like to call it. And I'm just joking around as this is Massachusetts and we're in New England. That's the East Coast, not the West Coast. Sorry, we're not California dreaming, but we're dreaming of California, aren't we?
Absolutely.
We all do, you know, and then you get over there and you start missing your family. Trust me, I know from experience. Oh, Jesus. You know, the memories are beautiful. Everything in life is another memory. And this right here, right now, is a permanent memory, I feel. It's going to be here for me, even if I ever stop podcasting. This is my creation, is what I wanted to say. And just about life and being happy, I wanted to ask, what is it that you think that makes me make you happy? You know, what do I do that makes you laugh or, you know, want to be around me? And you said that, you know, I'm goofy. And that's great. It's really enough. It's all it takes. You know, some people might call you up. This is the other thing I want to talk about. Now, you've got those people in your life, and I feel like they're just not real. Why do I think some people are phony? Because I'll tell you fucking why. They want to use you for your advice. They only ding, ding, ding on your phone when they have a problem. And you already know it's going to be drama, right? When that phone rings, you got a certain few people, you know, when you answer, it ain't going to be good.
It doesn't move me one way or another. Everybody's got something.
I knew she was going to say something positive. But
I mean, we all got troubles in this world, so you might as well hang tight with one another.
With one another, right? You give your advice. You listen. You always listen. You're a great listener. That's the best part about you. And when the person is really, really breaking down, you know just what to say. And when it comes to me, writing is my specialty. I can write out things in ways that are just a lot better to understand than coming out of my mouth. As odd as that sounds, do you agree? I think I am better at writing.
Oh, yeah. Someday you will write a novel. That's
for
sure.
I am writing it. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right here on the Skylar Moon Show, I'm going to share a little piece of info. I'm writing an official manuscript, and it is about my life. I've faced many adversities, but nothing like what Denise just went through. She went through having a surgery on her neck. How rare was that, by the way? You told me that was very rare. And just how rare is this type of cancer that encapsulated itself off of the saliva gland? And she had a big lump on her neck, but they said, don't worry, it's benign. You can get rid of it. You can let it sit. And then when she tried to look into getting rid of it, well, the insurance went through the fucking roof. So she says, I'm just going to leave it. It's benign. It's not malignant. What ended up happening?
It turned cancerous.
Oh,
11%,
God.
11% chance that it would have, and I fell in that 11%.
So this actual cancer itself, in and of itself, is an 11% chance of even getting it?
Correct.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy on your soul. And so now, right now, how are you doing with the actual real doctor statistics saying you are at this stage now? How are you now?
Well, the tumor and 15 lymph nodes were removed. So that part is done. What they're doing now is just, let's say, sealing the deal, making sure with radiation, targeted radiation treatment, that if there is a molecule of cancer, it will kill those cells within the areas where the surgery was done on.
Oh, you sound great right there, by the way, whatever you're doing. I mean, if you can go in an area like the basement, that'd be great. But I don't know if you get good reception. I lived with Denise for many years. You know, when you always took me in after college, that was a good time. But there was always bad times, you know, big breakups. And Denise is like, oh, come on over here, take a break from it all. We'll get your teeth fixed. And all these different things that I had to go through. And thank you, because I had rare issues in my mouth. Excruciating overcrowding in my mouth. And I thought I had it bad. Oh, no, my dear. You had an 11% chance of getting a type of cancer. And Denise, who we're talking to right here on Skylar Moon Show, anybody just joining in, hello, hello, hello. And she had an 11% chance. It's an 11 percentile chance. And I actually shared, and maybe I didn't put in a show yet, but I could share your information, because the small percentage of the chance of getting that cancer, is it worldwide or just in?
It's worldwide. It's worldwide.
Oh, geez, it is worldwide.
Yes, it is.
You know what? It's hard for me when I'm dealing with loving someone so much. I love you so much. Like I said, you're my number one bestie in the world. You've never judged me. That's a huge one, you guys. You know, don't be so shallow to judge a book by its cover. And it's so overly stated. Isn't that the most common saying ever?
Yes, it is.
Why do you think it is? I mean, really.
Do not judge.
It's simple. The absolute truth. You can't judge somebody, and you're going to have to serve somebody someday. So you don't walk around judging. You just walk around with an open mind and say, hello. Oh, let me get the door for you. You give a smile. You give a hello. You give a hi. Right now, not too smart to be shaking hands. But it's like in The Grateful Dead where it says, just take a fellow man by the hand and try to help him to understand. And it's like, to me, Jerry Garcia spoke all the truths of what we should do.
Oh, I agree. That's why I love his music.
You do.
So much.
Yeah. Tell people about how much you love the dead and how many times you maybe saw them live.
I started out when I was young in 68.
Whoa.
But I didn't. I got married young, had children young, so a lot of touring was not done.
Well, you saw plenty of shows, didn't you?
Oh, I did. I did. Some really good ones.
That's a beautiful thing in itself, seeing an actual live show as opposed to seeing on TV, you know, fucking PBS plays a special. You're like, oh, I wish I went. That sucks. I love to be there. And I've been to many concerts with this woman, Denise, who I'm interviewing right now. She's a very good friend who we've gone to so many shows. So now we have the Dead and Company. And how do you like them compared with the Dead and the Dead and Company? It's a big contrast, or do you think, yeah, it's just a contrast. It's a little bit different, but are you enjoying it fully and wholeheartedly? And it seems like you are when we're there, but just tell these people what you think about the new band.
Oh, I love them. I mean, John Mayer, he's an excellent musician. Really good on that guitar, but he's unique to himself. There's never going to be another Jerry.
No, no one can replace that. Never. Not in a million years, but the way he plays that guitar, that's what gets him, you know, the gold star. John Mayer, you get a gold star, baby. But it's very different singing. Absolutely. Absolutely. I noticed last time we seen them play, Bob Weir was singing a lot more than I had seen since, when did they start? 2017 summer? I think it was.
The first show was 16.
It was 2016. That's when I missed it. I won't lie, peeps. They caught up with me from Connecticut when I used to like the race cars. And that, yeah, look at this. You don't have your Connecticut license anymore. You live in Mass now. So we are going to take your car. Boom. And I'm in jail and I'm locked up. And it sucked. I missed the first tour of the Dead and Company, but you were there. Which show did you get to go to?
Oh, we went on tour with them all the way up from, well, we started in Boston at Fenway, and we ended
Fenway.
Yeah, in New Jersey. I believe that was the 2017 or 18. I don't know. I don't quite remember. What year?
Melt together.
Too busy on the bus.
Jump on the bus and go is what your guys saying always is. And I love being in on that bus, I'll tell you, because I didn't go back into jail in any way, shape or form. Nothing else caught up with me after that year. So it sucked. And everybody knows it sucks to be locked up and to be held for your next court date because they want to teach you a lesson. But I called you. You were honest. You says, well, we're on our way. And you saw Dark Star. I remember now. You were somewhere close by, so you said, I might as well go up to Maine. Where were you that led you up to Maine to go see Dark Star or something of the sort?
Oh, we met some folks at Fenway who are great people. And in tradition of my 60s background, we just hooked up. They offered us to go down, stay at their place.
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool.
That's quite simply how that came about.
That's amazing. See, you can, you know, meet people at these type of shows only. You want to go to any other type of a genre of music? I mean, I'll tell you, you're not going to get what you just said, Denise. You know you won't. No one's going to be friendly enough to shake your hand, say, hey, come on up. We got a cottage or a place, whatever type of place they had. And we'd love to have you. And then we'll go see Dark Star.
That's what happened, quite simply.
So you went with them to see Dark Star as well?
Yes, we did.
Man, what a great time. And I did miss out. But on top of that, you and Glenn, I mean, you two are inseparable, huh?
Yes, we're soulmates.
You know, I'm going to let everybody hear right now, if you can, to what my fiance is doing. His guitar is going. Go ahead, play. He won't play. He's so shy. He's got a beautiful Paul Reed Smith out right now. He's got a little Pink Floyd playing. That's what we saw live right there. That actual hunk of music is from one of the greatest shows we ever saw in our life. And yes, we love the Dead. The Dead and Company has put on some of the best shows we've seen in our life. Absolutely. What's on the top of your list? I mean, back from your first show ever to today, is there a tie between one and the other? Which show is which band, anything, is the best of the best that you've ever seen, bar none?
Oh, I'd have to say they're multiples. The best show I ever seen was at Dillon Stadium, where it was the Allman Brothers.
Oh.
Grateful Dead, Santana, wow. Humble Pie, and the Allman Brothers. That's when his brother, Dwayne, was alive.
Right.
So it was the most fantastic experience ever.
What a great lineup of fucking bands. I am blown away at the list you just gave. I feel like I almost just heard that for the first time, but you must have told me about this before.
Yes, it was a 4th of July.
Oh, God.
Show.
Man, that's a killer time to throw a show on because everyone wants to do something, but it's always just a simple little cookout. What a kick-ass way to do the 4th. Wow. And Humble Pie, huh? How do you feel about Humble Pie? Have you been a big fan of them?
I was not a huge fan, but he really can lay down on that harp, so... 30 Days in the Hole was awesome on stage.
Wow. All right. Well, what is it? Give the people the name again so they can always hear it from you and your advice. Go ahead and say it again. What was the best?
Oh, from Humble Pie, the song is called 30 Days in the Hole.
And what year and venue were you at so they can hear the live version of that show you were at?
That was Dillon Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 1972 or 73. You'd have to look it up. Well, I found it once.
And they were all together with, this was Allman Brothers, Humble Pie, Grateful Dead.
And Santana.
They'll find it that way. Yep. In the year 60.
72.
72?
72 or 73?
Yeah, I'd have to say it would be 72 or 73 for sure, because 72, huge year for the Grateful Dead. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know that also Jerry, I love Jerry Garcia Band. How about you? How do you feel about Jerry Garcia Band compared to the Grateful Dead?
Love it.
Equal love? Or for me, I've got a little more love for JGB.
Yeah. I can say it's equal.
Equal? It's always good to know. It's always good to know more and more about you. So let me just make sure I just don't miss anything. So throughout adversities troubling your mind, keeping you from sleeping. And I mean, did you have that? Did you have any times in life where there were things that kept you from sleeping at night, even as you knew you are so tired, that brain of yours, the spirituality even, will not allow you to peacefully sleep? Is it when you feel something coming on? When you sort of, you have that ability. You are a gifted woman. This woman right here, I'm interviewing Denise on Skylar Moon Show. Hi, guys. I'm Sky, and this is Denise. Have you had really deep, lucid dreams that have, you know, you wake up and boom, you're up, Bob. You're not going back to sleep. Or you had trouble falling asleep, and when you do, these dreams of yours, I know, are so lucid. Have you had any problems sleeping when you went through cancer just now? Or were you able to sleep fine? I mean, I want to know how you struggle through the nights and how you get through these dreams. And what is with these dreams you have?
Just faith. That's all God directing me. Directing me what to be careful of, where the snares and the snags are, and what I need to do.
So you have a really big gift.
Oh, it's a third eye. Huh? That's what I like to call it.
Your third eye. Ha ha. Some people like me will call it something else. But I've had eye-opening, beautiful spiritual experiences, if you will. And what else did I write down? You know, why do we always try to fix everything with pills? If you're sitting in your bed, you're laying in your bed, and, you know, sometimes you can't lay down, you're up, and you're watching the boob tube, can't go to sleep. Why is it that everybody calls the doctor, I can't sleep? You know, I got this coming up in my life. With you, you had a very rare cancer. And that must have shook you a little bit from some sleep. Did you run to your doctor for some pills? You, yourself?
Well, I believe in homeopathics, but...
That's right.
They change that, you know, when needed and as needed. That's it.
That's right. Yeah, well, only for something like this. Because I know Denise and I know her. She will not take a pill unless you force feed it to her. Otherwise... she has cancer. Now, that's the only time I've ever known of you to say, you know, I've had to take something and they've hooked me up. I'm all set. I don't feel bad. I feel okay. And last time I visited you, Glenn says, did you have wine? Because you were being goofy with me. He couldn't even tell the difference. Suddenly, you're all goofed up. And it's just because I bring that out in you. I notice that. And I don't know if you notice it yourself, but boy, I love bringing that goofiness out in you. But, you know, when you sit down and have a nice glass of wine, is it to enjoy life or is it to suppress bad things?
Everything is enjoy, baby. Enjoy.
Ha ha, that's right. Mm-hmm. Keep on keeping on. So
that's right.
I'll tell you one more thing about Denise and my Pisces, my water sign baby, going with the flow all times. Always. You know, and that, my darlings, is no joke. It is no saying. She truly lives it. And there's one other saying she loves to say, and what is it? Get what? Get over. Get what?
I always say get over it.
Get over it, she says.
Mm-hmm. Move on.
Move on. That's her point. Mm-hmm. Sounds like she's saying a harsh thing. No, no, no. She's telling you got to keep pushing forward, guys. You right. Gotta keep going. You can't just stifle yourself in one position. Keep fucking going. Get over it. Quit, you know, mulling over it and over it and over it, because that's the shit that'll keep you awake. And this new generation of mine and the one below me, they want to run to doctors for pills when they can't sleep, they can't eat right, they can't this, they can't that. It is all pharma. And the other thing too, I don't understand how everybody is, even when we were stuck inside the homes and we were ordered to be to stay at home, order was in effect by Charlie Baker, as we've been left state wide you know, only our state is in charge now, no federal actual regulations. The president, our wonderful president in the United States of America, being sarcastic, the president of Donald Trump left it to the states. So this guy, Charlie Baker, is overwhelmed and he doesn't know what to do, but he sort of does. And I think he's been handling it okay, but I think we should still have a stay at home order. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
There's a second wave.
Yes, there is.
You know, I've got the numbers right here. It's no fucking joke. It's scaring me. They're climbing and climbing, and we're up into way past 130,000. And that scares the shit out of me. Just simply because it doesn't, this fucking thing doesn't discriminate, huh? I mean, at first they thought, oh, children, they're not really getting it. Are you kidding me? They're the ones that have the least immunity. And the adults have the most immunity about our age. But the ones that are in their 70s and 80s and 90s, I'm sorry. But my roommate has never been more sick, more tired. I've never seen him sleep more than he has. He's almost 70. And I'm scared. He's working this whole time through. And what I was wondering is, what's with the airplanes? Just smashing through the air. They are so loud. They've been going over our house ever since March, April, May, June, this whole summer, more than I've ever heard, ever. Why now? Is this their opportunity to have open air? Because you're going to an airport right now, I hear, and it's like a ghost town. The airport, they're not really being used. I'm surprised. I thought all the people were still going to be doing big business, like Wall Street people flying all around everywhere and all the political people flying. No, I've seen photos. I've seen videos. It's like a ghost town. People aren't flying a lot. How is it that these guys are flying and cutting through? How do you feel about what the airplanes are doing in the sky and doing to our universe? How much does the universe matter to you?
Oh, of course it matters. I mean, God created it.
That's right. The master architect created the universe for us to have as a clear, beautiful vision of the sky.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, man has his ways of, you know, you can believe it or not, chemtrails, not chemtrails. There's something going on.
I just want to know what you mean by that. Chemtrails, I see them. I see those things and I'm like, what is that? Is that what they're leaving behind? That can't be good, you know?
People got to research that type of thing, I believe, on their own.
Yeah.
I know whether I you believe
I should.
It. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for the advice to look it up. I know that you really have a strong belief in is it emissions? All the emissions and all the things they emit into the universe and that they're ruining it?
That's the intake on it, you know, that it's a conspiracy, you know. I'm not going to get into great detail. That's individual. Let people decide whether they believe, you know, in the chemtrails, or you don't.
I've never met anybody that said that they don't. I've been bringing it up a lot lately because of the amount of airplanes. And as I said, this has been going on through the whole COVID-19 mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. I know it has. It is just, all right. It is just something that I want to mention real quick. Actually, I was going to just say something else, but let me just cut it right off. Now, the total cases, new cases, just so you know, cases in the U.S., total new cases. Are you ready for this fucking number compared to yesterday's data? We have 74,818 new cases. So now from the beginning of all this to now, we just cases, not deaths. And not even, it doesn't say confirmed. It says total cases, 4,099,310. The total deaths, this is the USA, total deaths, 145,013. Now that I've been looking at daily, I just did a thing called genuine, and I was genuine, and I meant every word I said in my last episode of Genuine Condolences. Yeah, I haven't heard anybody else do one of those. Isn't that something?
To
the people
I...
mourning.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of it.
Well, the people that are mourning are the people who are all the deaths that you see. For every day that you see, the total of deaths right now today, 145,013, okay? How many people are mourning? More than double that number. So why wouldn't we be giving genuine condolences out? Of course we should be doing it. So I did it. I took the one that took this. I was the one who took the stand. So if you had a chance to do something big right now, Denise, what would it be before we let you go and enjoy your rest of your day? I don't want to take up any more of your time. I really enjoyed talking to you. I don't want to make anything go stale. So we're going to save it until you're ready to give some step-by-steps on how to make that soap.
Absolutely. Anytime.
So is there anything else you want to say or anything else you want to share or anything at all?
No, just stay safe and be kind.
Aww.
Love one another.
That's my big thing. Stay kind, people. Thank you so very much. Denise, we love you very much here on Skylar Moon Show. We're ready to have you back on anytime. And you enjoy the rest of your beautiful... my phone just went off. Beautiful Sunday, and my phone is going to die. So I love you to pieces. You know I do.
Love you too.
All right, my love. We will talk to you very soon when we do our creations of the mind. And that will be something true to find from you, Denise, my Pisces from the water.
Have a good one.
You too. Go with the flow, my love.
You got it.
Yeah, right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Well, I have to say, I'm a little ashamed. I wish I knew all these things. I just learned so much on that episode. Wow. And it's really nice to know now that I know every detail. I am far more familiar with her Monday through Friday schedule and that she is going into the harsher part of her treatments now, guys. So if you do believe in, like she said, Krishna, Buddha, God, whomever you believe in, just send him good positive vibes. Thanks. Oh, I'm going to end you off with two more pieces of beautiful songs. That's right. One is Standing on the Moon, which she loves. Who's she? Denise.
Standing on the moon, I got no cobweb on my shoe. Standing on the moon, I'm feeling so alone and blue. I see the Gulf of Mexico as tiny as a tear. The coast of California must be somewhere over here, over here.
Well, this is me, Skylar Moon, signing off with you right here in season two, which is breaking on through to either the newsroom, the discussion room, where we just were. We were in the discussion room. That's where we talk to everyday people facing adversities, facing challenges, and how they flip it around into a positive and deal with it in life. It's beautiful when you hear things like Denise's story. So positive, and she's in radiation therapy. Unbelievable. She just had surgery a week before we spoke with her, and this is amazing to me how great the interview went. So I never say goodbye, I always say something else. But before I do, I would like to say thank you to Anchor FM. Thank you so much, Anchor.fm, and Spotify owns them, so thank you, Spotify. Without Spotify, it wouldn't be possible. Thank you to Breaker, Overcast, Anchor, Breaker. Thank you very much to Google Podcast, iTunes especially, and definitely to Bullhorn, Pocket Casts, and CastBox. Thank you so very much, as I am signing off right here, me, Skylar Moon, and Denise too, right here on season two of Breaking On Through to